Let the bells ring out and the banners fly. From Ottawa, it's the Debater! The Debaters, where arguments are won with funny and with fact. Now here's the man who rings your bell, Sean Machumda!
Where's Gatineau in the house? Gatineau? Ho, what about ho? Here we are in Ottawa. This is awesome. I'm at the Absolute Comedy Club. This is a great club, isn't it, fellas and ladies? Here in Ottawa on Preston Street. Welcome to The Debaters, the show where comedians go toe-to-toe debating topics in the news and on the minds of Canadians. Yes! These comics are here to entertain, but they're also here to impress our studio audience, who pick the winners based on who they think delivers the best combination of funny and fact. Are you up for it, Ottawa? Yeah. And you know what? If you're listening in your car, you can participate too. If you hear something you like, just honk three times, like a honk, 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 just like that. And if your throat gets sore, you can always beep your horn.
That was a good one. That was a joke.
Okay. Are you guys ready to meet your first pair of debaters? Are you? Well, then why don't we? I say we do. This wonderful entertainer stars in the new CBC TV series Little Mosque on the Prairie and in the hit stage show Women Fully Clothed. It's Deb McGrath. Come on, Debbie. Making her first time here. Hi, Deb. So tall. And this Ottawa favorite has starred in CTV's Comedy Now and CBC Radio's Madly Off in All Directions. It's Rick Curry. Come on. Look at that. Two first timers on the debater stage. How you feel, guys?
I'm all debatey and ready to go.
I'm sick to my stomach with nerves.
Let's do it then. Let's do it. Your topic, debaters, is the royal family. The queen is over 80 and still the ruler of Canada. Still our head of state. Actually, her official title is Queen Elizabeth, defender of the faith, monarch of the realm, and spanker of Charles. But as we move farther away from our British roots, is it time to scrap the monarchy? I hereby proclaim wholeheartedly, perhaps. So, whereas the royal family serves mostly a symbolic role in the governing of our country, be it resolved that Canada should abandon the monarchy. Rick, you are arguing in favor of this. You have 2 minutes starting now.
Sean, I have to first say that before being asked to be here, I had not even heard of this monarchy. But I've looked into it, and I can honestly say that these people actually have no purpose whatsoever in governing our Canada. The only actual function the Queen, per via the Governor General, serves is that she calls an election by dropping a writ. I'm sure we can find somebody in Ottawa that can come in once every 4 years and drop a writ. Eh? Like, how about one of the old Rough Riders? Eh? Those guys used to drop everything, you know? Yeah? Also, apparently she's the commander-in-chief of our armed forces. Like, but come on, like, as if she ever sits in on an actual military meeting. Hmm? Your Majesty, we have 800 Taliban fighters trapped in a mountain village. What shall we do?
Well, I say we blow their bloody geodogs off, eh? Hey, drop the royal napalm, I say.
It doesn't happen, you know? You know? And her other, their last duty is to hand out the Order of Canada to, ironically, worthy Canadians. Eh? Like, here's an idea, you know, instead of these recipients getting a pin for having the Order of Canada, how about they're our head of state for 1 week every year? Hey, we hand out 52 a year. This week, our head of state is Roberta Bondar. Next week, Nickelback. Hey, that's all right. Yeah? Yeah? Sean, it is time to drop the monarchy. Mostly because in modern Canada, people just have, they relate more to Tim Hortons than they do the Queen. Right? Like, I'm remember when she came on her last tour, she went on her little walkabout, shaking everybody's hands. She was wearing a lovely hat. 10 people tried to roll up the rim. Just sad.
Rick Curry, everybody. Rick Curry. Nickelback. I love to see that. All right. Now taking the opposing position, it's Deb McGrath. Your 2 minutes starts now, m'lady.
Hear ye, hear ye. Canada needs the monarchy. Firstly, it makes us less American. Secondly, it makes us quaint, damn it. We need to embrace the quaint. The polite thing is wearing very thin. We need to stand up for our royal connection. In fact, I think we need to be more royal. The trooping of the colors, the changing of the guard would certainly perk up Gay Pride Day, what? Query, when the Queen is performing her wifely duty, who does she lie back and think of? I would like to think it is the band Queen, with their wonderful harmonies and rock opera style. Yes, royal baggage is a parade of endless tea towels and bric-a-brac, but who among us cannot use a tea towel emblazoned with Queen and Corgi in regal pose, tongues hanging out, the Corgis, I mean. And I take comfort in the hope that Her Majesty's tea towels are adorned with fishmongers and chartered accountants. But, and here's the deal breaker, could you live without Boxing Day? We lose the royals and Boxing Day is demoted to simply the day after Christmas. Madness. And Her Highness makes a regal piece of currency. Put Harper's Kisser out there, there's a fast track to a cashless society. But Deb, you ask, what about the divorces, scandals, and public faux pas? I know, don't you love it? And lastly, but not leastly, the monarchy stands for tradition. I ask you, if we abolished royalty, what would happen to beloved phrases like, who died and made you queen? I, for one, do not think who died and made you minister of finance holds water. Thank you.
Mr. Garrity will be proud. Very nice. Now it is time for the bare knuckle round. This is your chance to punish your opponent, make them bow and scrape to the supremacy of your argument. I want to see a battle royale. Have at her, friends. Go at it.
Sean, I looked up the Monarchist League of Canada website, and right on the very front page, they say that monarchy costs Canadians 74 cents each per year. Now, that might not seem like a lot, you know, but suddenly this family is like one of those foster families that you can sponsor on television, you know? Just 74 cents a year, and little Chucky can run free amongst the heather in Scotland.
Speaking as Her Majesty, I think that 74 cents is quite reasonable. I can't think of anything that would amuse you more, wreak more havoc, or humiliate on a regular basis for 74 cents. I, for one, think it's an excellent deal.
All right, not to mention, leaving the finances aside, what about purpose in their lives? Look at Prince Charles. His only duty is to wait for his mom to die. How morbid is that?
You know? It is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weird. And this guy is now, he's the age that most people are retiring. He hasn't even started his first day on the job.
As for my son, the fact that he's quite homely, and I think we'll all agree on that. Other than that, you know, he has the Duchy of Cornwall, and he supports himself on that. I think that's quite wonderful. He's also an equal opportunity marrier. One ugly one, one beautiful one.
Rick, you have the Queen right here in front of you. I mean, you tell her to her face, mister.
Well,
you think that
she's
you're
talking about
she's
son,
here
yeah.
now.
Yeah, this guy is like so totally out of tune with Canadians. Like, we're grappling with gay marriage. This guy marries a horse. Right? Like, yeah.
I shan't argue with him there.
Well, now, Prince Philip. Come now, dear. The people of Canada obviously have had enough of us. It's not so much as you at all. It's our bloody children. They're all rats. They're all rotten kids. I think the two of us should just retire somewhere, off to an island somewhere, and get plastered on the beach. What do you say, lovey?
Oh, Philip, I thought you'd been retired for years.
Excuse me. I was wondering, could I have my continent back?
Transformed there. That's never happened on the debaters. We've had 8 people in this room just now, and that was fantastic. All right, now, time to move on to the firing line. In my hand, I have a list of questions on the monarchy compiled by the Gatineau Meatpackers Association. Debaters, you can answer with facts or with funny. First, let's check our buzzers. Deb McGrath, go ahead. There it is. Go ahead, Rick. Let's see. There it is. Okay, here are your questions. Hands on your buzzers. What is Queen Elizabeth's full name? Rick Curry.
The artist formerly known as Princess.
Yes, Deb McGrath.
Elizabeth Cougar Mellencamp.
That's funny. She's past Cougar now, though, isn't she? She's no longer a Cougar. It's Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor Cougar. No, I added the last part. Okay, Prince Charles is the first heir to the throne to obtain a what? Deb McGrath.
A restraining order.
Rick Curry.
Toothbrush.
A university degree. The Governor General's power was curtailed after a 1926 incident in which G.G. Lord Bing did what? Rick Curry.
He won the Lady Bing Trophy.
G.G. Lord Bing won the Lady Bing Trophy that evening.
He had an inside track.
He actually failed to dissolve Parliament at Mackenzie King's request.
Well, 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 aren't we the smarty pants? Jim McGrath right there, that is correct. All right, that was it, the firing. Blind. Very well done, debaters, very well done. Okay, it's time for our studio audience to choose a winner. But first, debaters, it's time for your final summations. Deb, you have a minute starting now.
Okay, well, I'm a monarchist, so my main thing is the tradition of it. I think this is a world sadly lacking in traditions, and I think it's very fairy-like and makes it magical, links us with the past. My other point is the separation from the Americans. I mean, let's face it, if that elephant to the south decides to squish us with his big pachyderm butt, we can take comfort in the fact that from across the pond, the British royals are feeling very badly that we're getting our asses kicked. God save the Queen!
Deb McGrath! It is true. It makes us so un-American having the Queen. I agree with you on that one. Rick Curry, let's hear what you got, Big Dad.
So I just, I think I've made my points already. I just want to thank you for having me on the show because now that I've been on CBC, maybe I can be the next Governor General. Seems to be all you got to do, and then you get to blow through $22 million tax dollars a year. It's the ultimate government job.
Rick Curry. All right. Strong closing arguments. That's it. Now it's time for our studio audience to make a decision. By applause, who thinks Rick had the best combination of comment of laugh and logic? Who thinks Deb reigns supreme? I think we have a winner. It's Deb McGrath. Deb McGrath. Deb McGrath. Rick Curry, everybody. Well done. Well done.
It's the debaters on CBC Radio. If you've got something to